Two Indiana groups have joined a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency for failing to protect people and the environment from toxic coal ash in landfills that are no longer being used. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the groups say these landfills shouldn't have been exempt from stricter coal ash rules in 2015.
Lisa Evans is an attorney with Earth Justice, representing the Hoosier Environmental Council, the LaPorte County branch of the Indiana NAACP, and others in the suit. She says even though the ash is dry when it's placed into these landfills, it can get soaked when it rains or the water table rises, polluting the groundwater just like regular coal ash ponds.
Those landfills didn't have to be monitored. There was no reporting requirements. They were subject to no cleanup standards, no closure standards. And those hundreds of units are units that are causing groundwater contamination as we speak.
Evans says that includes coal ash used as fill on the site of the Michigan City coal plant, which activists say is polluting Lake Michigan and Trail Creek. The lawsuit alleges that the EPA was supposed to review its exemption for inactive coal ash landfills 4 years ago, but it never did. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
There are 21 inactive coal ash landfills in Indiana. About half of them are at Duke Energy's former R. Gallagher coal plant near New Albany.